It's time for Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027, brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. And heaven alone knows we've had plenty of that over the last 3 weeks or so. Mike Anderson is the founder and CEO. Mike, one of the things that you've had the great fortune to do is to meet some of the world's most successful entrepreneurs, or in some cases, mega entrepreneurs. Drop some names for me.
Mike, if you look at the likes of, you know, what I do is I spent my life traveling the world, meeting the world's greatest entrepreneurs. And my reason for doing that, Mike, is to bring these messages, these points, and combine them so that we can educate and inspire our SME entrepreneurs in South Africa. Now, if you look at the likes of Jack Ma, you look at the likes of J.K. Rowling, Richard Branson, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, and the list goes on. And if you take these people and you put them into a pot and you bring out what are the most important factors, and these kind of are them. And what's really important about it, Mark, is natural talent is irrelevant to great success. Like happiness, success is a choice. They believe in the ability to triumph under any condition. There's just no condition to that. They love what they do. Passion is what drives you to success. Now, importantly, there's many people out there now who look at themselves and their business, I don't really like what I do. Now's the time to challenge that. If you don't like what you do, change direction. Because if you love what you do, you never have to work another day in your life. And it increases your level of passion, and it also allows you to go through disturbing times and come out positively. Importantly, what they also do, Mark, is that they soar with the eagles that fly high. They only surround themselves with positive, big-thinking people. They get rid of the toxic elements in their life. They do not associate with anyone out there who is negative. Very important, especially in this time. You know, Mike, like Jim Rohn says, you're some of the five people that you hang around most with. Very important point. They learn new things and they try new things. They're always challenging the status quo. And here comes a big one. They embrace failure. And failure is a big part of success. So we have to understand that failure is not a failure until you throw in the towel. It may be a dip on the curve. So we need to embrace failure because otherwise we cannot succeed. And of course, Mike, they never ever give up.
Yes, that's the thing. They stay the course no matter what. A couple of things. Yes, as you say, I mean, you've had failures. I'm quite sure in the course of your business life, and these some of the names that you've just mentioned, they haven't been 100% successful because nobody is. They make mistakes as well, and some of them are big mistakes.
They all have. You only see them in the press when they're riding high, but you don't see them when they're in the dip and ready to come back. And that's really important. There is no perfect curve to the top, Mike. There's obstacles en route. We have to understand that. We must enjoy that.
And very often, you only learn from making mistakes. You don't necessarily learn from being successful. Yes, obviously, you do learn to a certain extent, but you'd probably learn more from the mistakes that you make.
100%. And the point is, Mike, is, you know, if you've never failed, you've never tried. You know, everyone has their turn in life. But you have to be resilient and persevere during these trying times. You know, it's those who come back positively after adversity and keep moving are the ones that will win. You need to fail to become successful. As you said, as long as many years ago, I've had some, I do seminars and I'm very open about it. I do talks on spectacular failures and they're quite humorous and interesting. And the point is that we've got to learn. Every time I hit an obstacle, I go into a dip. If I can learn from that obstacle, that failure or that obstacle was okay. And I think if you think about this, Mike, there's only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, and that's the fear of failure. You know, one day when I look back on my deathbed, I would rather fail 1,000 times than have never tried at all.
That's Mike Anderson, the founder and CEO of the NSBC, with some good words of positivity. Thank you, Mike. The Small Business Relief here at Classic 1027 was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.